for this afternoon, what we're looking at is continued cold air moving in through north central Arkansas. Any roads that were wet will become frozen as the front continues to move into northeast Arkansas. Temperatures have fallen into the teens in the western parts of your listening area. They're well below freezing across the central part of your listening area, and they're falling below freezing across the eastern part as this very strong cold front continues to move across the state of Arkansas. If you plan on driving anyways, we do encourage people to pack a winter weather survival kit, and that includes multiple layers of clothes, multiple blankets. The whole idea is if you had to sleep in your car overnight as the temperatures continue to plummet, you would be able to do so without the heat of the car by layering all the clothes on top of you. Temperatures tonight, actually right at sunset, temperatures are going to be down into the single digits. So throughout the afternoon hours, your temperatures that are in the teens right now, they're going to be falling very close to 0 degrees Fahrenheit. North central Arkansas and then into northeast Arkansas, those temperatures around sunset, they're going to be in the single digits, maybe closer to about 10 degrees in northeast Arkansas. Overnight, the temperatures will continue to fall, not quite as sharply as they are throughout the day today, but they will continue to fall. So the western parts of your listening area will probably have temperatures bottoming out below 0 degrees Fahrenheit. North central Arkansas, most locations are probably going to be right around 0 degrees, maybe slightly below. The eastern parts of your listening area, we're looking at probably temperatures ranging from 0 to +5 degrees Fahrenheit. On top of very cold air, the winds are going to be very strong all through the overnight hours, and that's what's really going to add a hazard to this cold air, with winds of 20 to 25 miles an hour gusting to 35 to 40 tonight. On top of the very cold air, wind chills will range from minus 20 to minus 25 degrees. Temperatures are going to remain very, very cold all throughout the day on Friday, maybe with a high of 10 to 15 degrees. We will also get some snow tonight. The snow, while it's actually falling, it will reduce visibilities if you're traveling. We're still not expecting much in the way of accumulation, 1 to 2 inches. Again, we don't expect that to be the primary impact. It's the reduced visibility that could make driving conditions hazardous